We are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Peter Sapp, Vice President for Communications at the National Taxpayers Union, located just outside of Washington. Over the past several weeks and even months, and once again during his inaugural address, President Barack Obama said he will go through the budget line by line, look for the programs that work, look for the ones that don't work, and get rid of those that are wasting taxpayer dollars. Well, the National Taxpayers Union, along with the Council for Citizens Against Government Waste, have already done that and are offering the new president some suggestions on where he can trim some government fat. And Pete, thanks so much for being with us.
Always a pleasure.
Well, these are what you call shovel-ready projects or axe-ready programs, basically areas that can certainly be reduced, if not eliminated. What's at the top of your list?
Well, the mayors, of course, have come out with a list of what are called shovel-ready projects amounting to about $97 billion. We're saying, well, then we can come out with our lists of axe-ready projects. We have identified 2,150 spending cut bills introduced in the last nine Congresses worth over $9.5 trillion in savings. We've also paired with Citizens Against Government Waste for 700 spending cut recommendations totaling $1.9 trillion over 5 years. The Market Access Program is just one example, costing $231 million to help large companies advertise their products abroad. Certainly not a necessary thing in hard times like these. Even though these companies are hurting, so are taxpayers.
So clearly there's been a lot of efforts, or at least some efforts, to reduce spending, most of which haven't been acted upon. When you dig into the details of budgets and spending bills and so forth, where do you see some of the areas that can really be targeted?
Well, in the so-called discretionary spending categories, you see taxpayer subsidies for transit systems nationwide. Again, nice things to have, but they don't really carry a large share of the commuters in this country. You look at the manned spaceflight programs, really prestigious stuff, but not a priority right now. They cost billions of dollars. Agriculture subsidies is another area to be targeted. Upwards of $40, $50 billion a year. We also have to take a look at entitlement spending, Medicare and Medicaid especially, because both those programs are breaking the federal and state budgets, and they've got to be brought under control.
Now, Pete, one of the things that this administration will have to deal with, as well as the Congress, is the fact that our debt is rising. You and I have talked extensively about how the previous administration, in several ways, dropped the ball on that front. So how will the growing amount of red ink impact how much ought to be spent?
Well, it impacts everything. There are those who say that the United States government and its full faith and credit can't possibly be challenged. The Treasury will always have securities that it can trade abroad at a strong rate. That is no longer necessarily a given in this environment. We've already committed to a deficit of over $1.2 trillion for the upcoming year, and that is not even including the things like the TARP bailout program, which is sure to add another $700 billion to that total. A dollar and the credit that goes behind it is no longer secure and safe.
We're talking with Peter Sapp, Vice President for Communications at the National Taxpayers Union. And Pete, we have a little over a minute remaining in our conversation here. I'm sure the line jumped out at you on Tuesday from the Obama inaugural address when he said the question, in his opinion, is not whether government is too big or too small, but whether government works well. How did you interpret that line?
I think that there's plenty of wiggle room there for retaining a lot of projects that may not be as effective as they should, projects that may be of a lower priority that still satisfies a certain constituency. I think that he needs to embrace the notion that a smaller government is one that works well and works better, and then we might start to see the deficit getting under control.
Pete, in our last few seconds here, what will you be looking for to determine just how fiscally responsible this administration, this Congress, intend to be?
We'll be looking for an upfront plan to stave off Medicare's bankruptcy, a sorting out of subsidies for things like agriculture and space projects, and we're going to be looking to them not to raise taxes.
And so, Pete, plenty to keep our eye on, especially as this new Congress and new president gets situated. Thanks very much for your time, and as always.
Thank you. Take care.
Peter Sepp is Vice President for Communications at the National Taxpayers Union. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of the Radio America Network. Many thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts. And a quick reminder that you can get the best of Dateline Washington 24 hours a day online at our blog. You need to check this out, folks, dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks very much for being with us, and please join me tomorrow at this same time for Dateline Washington.